Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, silence your phones. You only gonna hear my tone. It's special how we all alone. Get comfy, make yourself at home.
Ladies and gentlemen, Aaron Burr.
Do you want to come on the podcast and we'll talk about being a drug dealer?
Do you want to call
the police? tell them about. Here we are live. Remember, we do these podcasts four times a week. Check them all out here. Berg's Base. All the Gas Digital archives are up 4 days a week. The biggest podcast here on Gas Digital.
We're coming up on 600.
Up on episode 600. And also check out the other podcasts on this network, Army of Skanks. And Godfrey's show is on here.
Yeah, Girl Topics.
Girl Topics. The Bisexual Man.
Drugs and Music.
Drugs and Music with Ralph Sutton and Large J. Oakerley. And all the podcasts are on here. You got to check them out. And remember, podcasts suck, but if you got to watch and listen to podcasts, Gas Digital is the place to get all your podcasts. And make sure you get your tickets for Skunk Festival 2023 happening.
Pre-sale sold out.
Pre-sale sold out already. Have you
Guess
been to
how many Skunk minutes?
Fest? 2 minutes.
I think it was like 4 minutes or something.
4 minutes. Yeah. Wow. People love Skankfest.
People
and
like good comedy.
Make sure you guys tune in. Just announced I will be fighting Jason Ellis.
You're stepping in.
I'm stepping in. I'm simping for Luis J. Gomez. You can't be bullying my boy Luis. Now let me prepare you, Mr. Ellis. I don't need to train because I'm already highly skilled in martial arts. I have a brown belt in Taekwondo. I received that brown belt when I was 16 years of age. Now, many people are going to think, is my skill still up to the snuff that it was at 16 years of age? You don't lose flexibility and knowledge.
It's like riding a bike.
It's like riding a bike. Mm-hmm. So, Jason Ellis, I'm simping for Luis J. Gomez. I'm coming for you. I do need to say this. Before we fight, could you please get rid of some of your tattoos? They scare me. If you could cover mostly the neck and the face ones, you may keep it one arm sleeve. That is the negotiation tactic I'm using. I will fight you. It's going to be one round, a 20-second round.
You're just going to run. Just run in circles.
I will run in circles. Jason Ellis. I will be training with some really good fighters. Paco from Gas Digital. I will be training with him. By the way, this fight, full body gear, protective head.
We're renting the bear defense suits. I don't know if you ever saw those.
You know when people train those crazy dogs? That's what I'm wearing. 20 seconds, Ellis. I'm coming for you in Las Vegas at Skunk Festival 2023. Watch your back. You messed with my boy, and now I'm white knighting for Luis J. Gomez. This happens often. People love to white knight and shit like that.
I've seen him in person. He's a pretty big dude.
Jason Ellis?
He's a big guy.
So you think he can take me? I'm
not with
world's
your brown belt.
Third strongest comedian.
You are third strongest, so it is possible. You might be able to just...
You're the strongest is what you're going by.
Yeah.
Who's between you, then?
What do you mean?
You said you're the third strongest.
Who do you think's in between us?
Brendan Schaub.
You've trained with me before. Have we ever trained together?
Yeah.
Where'd we train?
Oh, wait, did we?
New York Sports Club?
I did New York Sports Club.
In Astoria, Queens.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But this was back when I was more jacked. I'm back on my diet now.
Are you getting back? I've seen you. You're getting back in?
Yeah.
Are you going to compete?
I'd like to compete one more time. I don't know when, and I don't know when I can do enough gear to get to that point. I would have to do a little bit of gear. Test, Winstrol, Primo. That's
it. Is that your favorite cycle?
Yeah. I mean, and test. I have some tests at home. I use Androgel now. That's
you're
all
on
I
the gel?
Use. I'm like an old man guy.
I just take TRT. I like the shot.
How many shots a week? Two?
I do, Yeah, I just do 150 milligrams. So
what's that? A cc? Twice a
week. It's yeah, one cc twice a week. It's half a cc a week.
Like half a cc a week.
I do Monday, Thursday.
You still got your hot girlfriend?
Yeah.
Nice. Mm-hmm. You don't yell at her and get all emotional?
Of course I do, but that's when I'm on Tren.
Trenbolone?
Trenbolone. Trenbolone.
What's
the
that
shit.
Do?
It makes you a fucking psychopath, but you look like a god on it. It's
really?
The best. Oh, you look amazing.
How old are you now?
I'm 33.
You ever fuck a guy in his butt?
On Tren?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think about doing it? Tren will make you do it. Do gay dudes come up to you and propose shit to you?
All the time.
What do they ask you?
I had one not too long ago in Hell's Kitchen.
Pretend I'm you.
Some guy sprinted after me, like four blocks, ran up, out of breath, and went, I would eat the fuck out of your ass. And I was like, all right. And then I was like, I'm good. And he goes, I will suck your dick. And I was like, I have a girl. I'm good. And he goes, I will suck your dick way better than she ever could. And I'm like, in all fairness, he probably could, but nah.
Did you say that? In all fairness? Did you tell your girlfriend?
Yeah, she hated it.
Did you take a picture of the guy's mouth up close and go home and masturbate
unlike her,
to
he
it?
Actually wanted to do it. You know what I mean?
You don't think your girl wants to suck your dick?
Girls don't like sucking
girls
dick.
Girls don't appreciate muscular men.
No.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Did you always want to be a muscle guy?
I wish I was gay. Then I'd get a lot more attention.
Why don't you just do it? It's a choice.
It is a choice. That's fair.
Gay.
I just haven't mustered up to it yet.
What's the gayest thing you ever did?
Gayest thing?
He knows it. He's thinking of the second gayest thing.
Yeah, he doesn't want to say
not the real gay. Know it was a guy?
It was a guy? You ever not know it was a guy?
On drugs, at a club, you're like, oh, okay, I thought I left with a girl.
And it was a guy.
You get a little handy in the parking lot. Nothing too crazy.
But
you realize when there's a really big hand.
So it was a trans?
Up. Yeah, it was a really big hand.
Person. Oh, and they grabbed your dick?
Yeah, I'd say that's probably the gayest
thing. So you were with the trans person?
We didn't fuck, but I got a handy. It was a very strong hand, too.
It would be crazy. You asked, is it trans? It would be crazy if it was just a guy who tricked him.
Yeah.
just like halfway through us.
A dude with barely long hair. Wow.
The stumble is what got
Where'd that happen? New York?
Yeah, this club called Pasha. It used to be open. Yeah, it was like everyone there is on drugs.
What drugs were you on?
Molly, ketamine, and later in the night, I took a little bit of GHB.
And were you dancing?
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. As a muscly dude, because when I used to go to this after-hours club called The Playground in Toronto, it would be like all the strippers would go after our shifts, and there'd be like hot chick strippers, and there'd be a lot of gay guys and stuff like that. And I'm not a good dancer, and I would wear a leather vest with no sleeves, and I'd have my chest
you
popping
do the
up.
Chest move?
And I can't. And this is how I would dance. I could barely dance. Can you dance?
I cannot dance, but I could just do the Guido, you know.
Yeah.
The chest move.
Because it looks way gayer if you're muscly and you can dance. Yeah. And then you just met this guy.
I wish I could dance though.
That's why?
It just looks cool if you could dance. My friends could dance, and I've always wished I could do that too. Like,
do you still go to clubs now?
I don't have time, but if I had the time, I would.
Yeah, you got a girlfriend.
Yeah, she loves clubbing. She's Latin.
When I was 12 years old, even younger than that, I used to look in the mirror and fantasize that one day I'd look like a superhero, and then I did it years later. Did you always have that? Did you want to look like a superhero?
I remember the first time I saw Arnold in Terminator 2, I was like, I want to fucking look like that.
Yeah.
That was the goal. It was always Arnold forever.
Did you have the genetics so that you could do it? Me neither.
No.
I had shitty genetics. And then I made my parents buy me a home gym, and the guy installed it. And he goes, just so you know, you're never going to be muscular. You don't have the genetics for it. You can maybe like get leaner and look a little kind of like fit, but you're never going to be muscular. And I took that never going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And within, I did roids for 6 months. After 6 months, I was ready to do my first show.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I had the genetics to get big, but it's like I'll never have that classic physique. Like, you know Chris Bumstead?
No.
Where he has the perfect physique. He's like the perfect V, tiny waist. Like my waist at my leanest is like a 32. So I'll never.
That's fat. You're a fat pig.
So I'll never, I'll always be a thick boy. I'll never have that like tiny waist.
Mine was 27, but I competed at 139.
Jesus.
My first contest.
Yeah.
And I looked way bigger. I almost won the overall at 139.
Really?
Yeah.
And you weren't natty, though.
No. People say I was robbed. Winstrol, Primobolan, some other pills I didn't know what they were, maybe a little bit of Equipoise, some other. I was just putting anything in my ass that would work. I had a trainer named Frank God, what was his name? It was a bodybuilder in London, Ontario, and he was my trainer. And he's like, you need this, you need this, you need this. And I just kept putting it because I wanted to win. I cared about was winning. I wasn't going to take
second. If you don't give a fuck about your hair.
I had nice hair back then. It was blonde. I had frosted tips.
Was that in the Detroit Rock City days?
That was after I competed.
Yeah.
But and I was just sticking everything in my ass, and all I cared about was winning, and I dialed it in perfectly. Have you done a contest?
No, I've just done that and just been a big Guido at a nightclub.
And I keep telling you should do a contest. You're afraid to do it.
It's not fear. It's just... it's a lot of fucking work.
Brock, 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 brock.
You know what it is?
It's a lot of what?
Work. It's a diet.
You could be ready in 6 weeks. I tell you sometimes you're 6 weeks out.
No, right now I'm like 15% body fat. I'd have to like...
Do you have abs right now?
Not really.
Fat pig. I've
been bulking. I was lifting with the strongest man in the world. I knew like 3 months in advance. So I'm like, I'm going to get as big as possible before the show.
How many meals a day? Six now?
No, I don't have time for that. Like three.
Why do you not have time for anything? What are you doing? Buying weird sweaters all the time?
Always on the road, nonstop.
There's these bags you can buy, cooler bags, and you can do your meal prep and carry them with you. That's what I do.
Can you bring food to the airport?
Yeah. I put
for real?
These frozen things in. I'll pack like six meals in a thing, and you can pack two bags. And then when you get to the hotel, throw them all in the fridge.
I didn't know you could bring food to the airport.
Yeah, you can. You can fly with food.
I'm about to start doing that.
You just do this, like whenever the black lady at the airport goes to you, whenever she says this, she did this. I was going, she goes, oh, you can't take this. And she took my shake, like my protein shake. I go, what are you trying to make me go like in the hypertrophy? Come on, lady. And she looked at me. I'm like, I'm going to lose my gains. Don't do that. I go, you know what I'm trying to do, miss? And she goes, what? And I was looking at her all sensual. And I go, you know Bert Kreischer, that fat dude? And she goes, who, Bert, what? And I go, that fat guy, he's like a funny comedian. She goes, what? Who, you? Kevin Hart? And I go, no, Bert Kreischer. He's like a big fat white dude. He takes his shirt off. I go, I'm going to do that, but I'm going to be ripped. And you're going to ruin this for me if you take that shake away. She's like, but you got all that food in that bag. And I'm like, give it to me right now and I'll chug it. She goes, you can chug it, but you got to go back there. And I'm like, and then go through security again. And she goes, yeah. I'm like, come on.
Jesus.
And so then she threw it out. But you can take food. You can fly with food.
I have problems in the every United time States. I go through TSA now.
Why?
My shoulders.
Because they want to touch you.
Yeah. Every time I go through, they go, we need to make sure these are real.
Yeah.
And they literally pat down my shoulders.
Yeah.
They grab the dick, everything.
Yeah.
But the shoulders, for some reason, they never believe my shoulders are real. And they'll actually just start.
Do you joke around with the security people?
No.
Why? You're scared.
No. The first time I did, like the guy, he looked at my pants and goes, what's down there?
Yeah.
And I was like, my dick. And he goes, all right. And he goes, is there anything I should be expecting? And I was like, a huge dick.
You said
and,
that?
And then he keeps on padding and he goes, anything else you're lying about? And I was like, ah, oh, he got me good. And after that, I was like,
why? Because he just wanted to pat your dick?
Because there wasn't a big dick there.
White dude or black dude?
Latin dude.
Sounds like you got sexually assaulted.
It did, for sure.
Yeah, and you're not allowed to say anything.
No, you just got to take it.
But do you feel a camaraderie with like the male guys that are working there that you know are like real patriots? Whenever you walk through, you're like, sup. You ever do that?
I don't really get those. I get the big black lady that just shuffles me through as fast as possible.
They thought I was George St. Pierre once at LaGuardia. It was pretty cool. They rushed me ahead of the line. He's like, you going to fight tonight? And I was like, wee. I said, no. He goes, you're George St. Pierre, right? I go, no, I'm Aaron Berg, man. And he goes,
why didn't you go with it?
What? Because why? I like to get recognized for being myself. It's way more fun. You're doing comedy now.
Mm-hmm.
You like it?
I'm loving it. Yeah.
I saw you opened for me in Phoenix a couple years ago, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And it was me and you and your buddy, what's his name?
John Carden.
John Carden. And then we had this real cuck guy.
The vegan kid?
We had this vegan kid.
Oh, he was the worst.
And he had, what did he have, a Bernie Sanders hat or a Biden? Oh, he had a Joe Biden mask.
He had a Biden mask, and what he was doing during the election, he was going around Phoenix and stealing people's Trump signs out of their yard.
He was ripping Trump signs out of their yard, and then someone chased him in a car.
And he called the cops and said, they're chasing me, and they're like, why?
And he goes, they took a sign off the lawn. So this happened that, like, on the Saturday when we're doing the shows, mm-hmm. and this poor guy, I have no idea why they booked him with me. And this was at the height.
It was a poor choice.
I was at Compound Media still, so it was like most of the people coming out were pretty right-wing people. Mm-hmm. And this poor guy had to go on, and he would wear his mask on stage.
And die.
At the point where everybody else, anyone that was wearing a mask was a super gaylord at that point in time. So this guy would go up with his Biden mask and open for me and not do very well. And he's like a big guy on the college circuit, I think.
His credit was biggest college comedian.
Yeah. And he fucking stunk. He mm-hmm. was so bad.
But I felt bad for him because he was like a nice enough guy, but you're like, he's just so unaware.
And then we had a talk about something and we recorded it. And then after he's like, can you please delete that? I don't want anyone to see it. I don't know what it was. He just got proven.
Well, that was when we were at In-N-Out and he just had a whole bag full of peppers because he couldn't eat any actual meat there.
Oh, he was a vegan or a vegetarian or something like that.
Yeah, that was a weird dude. Remember, he got arrested for that.
He got arrested for what?
He got arrested for stealing the signs.
That's
he called
awesome.
The cops on the guy chasing him, and he's the one that got arrested.
Yeah, he was pulling Trump signs out of the lawn.
Remember people were booby-trapping their Trump signs? So when people tried to steal them, like, there'd be, like tacks hanging out of them or something, or it would shock
them.
Like,
really?
Yeah, like, there's him? Videos of it. I wish we were in studio. I would pull them up.
Where is he now? What's his name?
I think his name is Adam Grabowski.
Adam Grabowski. We're going to see who he is. And he was a very nice guy.
He was a really nice kid.
When you would talk to him. But it made you wonder, you know, comedy's supposed to be counterculture to a certain extreme, and this guy was not that at all. Here he is, Adam Grabowski. Socially conscious comedy.
That's always good.
That's what it said. And I said that's this joke good. To you when you call yourself world's strongest comedian. I go, you know, somebody sucks if they have two words in front of a comedian. But you don't suck, right?
No, I did that just because it's going to be, it got views.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You get views now.
I do pretty good.
He's a comedian and speaker. He was recently seen on America's Got Talent. He was the funniest one, says Simon Cowell. That's really who you want to listen to. Simon Cowell really knows comedy.
With his frozen face.
And then he is selling a lot of merch, and all of his models are women of color. I think that's probably his girlfriend, isn't it?
I think that was the girl he brought with him, wasn't it?
Yeah, he had a girlfriend that was a woman of color. And let's see if we can listen to a little bit of his stuff here. Let's see.
Can I start by saying I love Disney movies? Okay. Yes. I just don't know how we get away with showing them to children. Do you guys remember The Little Mermaid?
Yeah.
The one where Ariel trades her voice for legs and the prince finds her naked on a beach and she can't talk and he falls in love with her? Is that how love works? Pretty sure he doesn't know anything about her. All he knows is she's got who's its and what's its galore. He
Am
wants thingamabobs and she's got 20,
I don't get it.
Okay?
Belly
laugh. You are funny.
Really funny. You should be very
Thank
proud.
Thank you, Howie. That means
it. You've got four yeses out of one. Really the funniest one.
What's the music? That's throwing me off too. That
have you ever,
like,
watched something and been like, am I just fucking stupid?
He just explained the movie.
Yeah.
With no. And he made one reference to the movie that was like his punchline.
What were the references? Who's its and what's
its? And what's its, which is like something she says in the movie. I thought it was
great. She says who's its and what's its?
Yeah. She has who's its and what's its galore. She shows Flounder all the shit she has.
You really know
you
this
know
movie. You know, Lewis has a joke about Little Mermaid now where it's black, and he said they changed the name of it to Little Mermaid, and she's afraid of the water and dogs. It's very funny.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
By the way, just remember, Jason Ellis, I'm coming for you. 22nd round. I'm simping for my boy. Remember, full protective gear. We're fighting. Do you think clip that?
Yeah, clip that.
Actually,
I'm gonna tag him.
Cut that. Cut that.
Are you scared?
Yeah, I don't wanna fight him.
I'll cut it out, but that's kind of pussy.
I mean, he likes dudes, right?
I mean, cut it.
And you attract dudes.
He's half and half, yeah.
What do you mean half and
you
half?
You gotta seduce him.
You think I could kind of just wink at him for 20 seconds?
Yeah.
He gets creeped out, not at you.
Do you think I should fight it?
Do you think I should fight him for a 10? I think a 10-second round.
you could get away from him for 10
shoot
seconds.
Shoot for the double run for 10 face seconds. For the dick.
He couldn't. I bet he couldn't pin me in 10 seconds.
No, a 3-second pin in 10 seconds? It means he has 7 seconds.
Right. So if I...
Yeah, you can okay, get away.
Ding, ding, and then whatever.
Just slap throw punches. All your limbs at
him. Can you wrestle? Yeah.
Can I wrestle? I think I have a pretty good ground game.
Do
I don't technically know. I know some pressure points. I don't know if you I could choke him and win. Now, you work with Brian Callen now.
Mm-hmm.
What up, Franco? We give him fake names because he's too controversial.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. He's been in a lot of trouble lately. Have you heard?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, was that the... Oh, yeah, I did hear about that.
No, he got admitted to Harvard.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah.
How was the set? You were killing in there. Do you know Nick Simmons, world's strongest comedian?
How you doing, brother? How you doing, man? Nice to meet you.
He's jacked.
I've heard Natty.
Natty, yeah. You're not.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Natty.
You're Natty? I could. Yeah. I don't know.
Nobody would even think I'm
Natty. Your biceps look pretty good.
You got you're a little thick.
I'm ashamed right now.
Yeah. Nick made out with a man, and a man jacked him off, and he wasn't sure. He thought it was a woman.
It was a long
woman.
Time ago.
Big old hands. After she jerked him off, she palmed a basketball. It was crazy. You're working with Brian Callen now.
Yeah.
So what's it like visiting the set of Mad TV?
Dude, he's a great dude. He's fucking...
He's not on Mad TV anymore.
No.
You love him.
Yeah.
He has a podcast called The Fighter and the Kid.
Mm-hmm.
Which one's he?
Oh, he's the kid. But he can fight, though.
Why do they call him the kid?
I don't know. I should ask him that.
And him and Brendan Schaub do a podcast.
Yeah.
And Brendan Schaub doesn't like you.
You know, it's crazy. We made up just this week.
What happened?
We had a talk, and it's crazy because, like, I wanted...
On the phone?
Yeah. I wanted to not like him, and then when we actually talked...
Did he call you on your phone or on Brian's phone?
On my phone.
So Brian was like, here's his number? Well, is he jealous of you because you work with Brian and you train with him now, and he's just jealous?
You know what it was? I think just he wasn't... You know, like... He was always the big comic, and no one else.
What do you mean big?
Like jacked.
But I was more jacked than him. There's pictures of me being way more jacked than him.
You think so?
Yeah.
He's
on my website.
True. But he's like lifting wise, like, you know, he's almost 300 pound guy.
Come on.
You know,
how tall is he? 5'4"?
He's like a 6'5".
He's 6'5".
Yeah, he's a
big guy.
Yeah, he's not small.
And can he fight a bit?
Well, I mean, he had a pretty good career.
Was he?
He was a UFC fighter.
A pro fighter.
Yeah,
he knocked out Mirko Krokop. For a little while, yeah, he did very well. For himself.
Knocked out who?
Mirko Krokop.
No, I don't follow any of this.
He's a really good fighter.
Who would win a fight, Brendan Schaub or Jason Ellis?
Brendan Schaub.
Jason Ellis. Brendan Schaub is challenging you to fight at Skankfest, Ellis Mania. Do you think Lewis would do that? Would that resolve this whole Lewis Schaub thing?
If Schaub stepped in to fight for Lewis.
Here's what I'm proposing. Lewis, I want Brendan Schaub to fight Jason Ellis. Do you think it's doable?
I think he would kill Jason Ellis.
Come on.
He would kill him.
Isn't Ellis a pro too?
I think he'd be surprised.
I like the reference.
You think?
No, he's too big, and he's a good fighter and just too fucking big.
Really?
Yeah.
And he's still Brazilian a good
jiu-jitsu
fighter?
Jiu-jitsu black belt.
Yeah, yeah, he'd knock the block off of 99% of people.
Yeah,
so he'd smoke Ellis. People talk mad shit about Brendan Schaub. Do you think they would say this to his face?
No.
The stuff that they
Hell
say
no.
to Schaub?
He would pull their head off their shoulders.
When people talk shit about me online, I get angry and fucking throw them up against walls and shit. And I'm 4'1". So Schaub... No one would say any of this to his face.
Hell no.
And people say he stinks.
Yeah, but to his face, though, real fast, just
really?
Soften up. Yeah.
I've never met him. I've never seen any of his stand-up.
He's also very popular, so I assume everyone just kisses his ass anyway. Like, that's just how
you think so?
Probably.
Oh, comedy?
But on the internet, he gets a lot of shit.
I watched one clip of his online, and I was like, okay, he seems like a newer comic.
He's been doing the same amount of time as me.
How long?
I'm coming up on 7 years.
Really?
Yeah.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you stink, or are you okay?
Am I right?
Yeah. What do you talk about on stage now?
You. And trainee's getting hand jobs, you know.
You talk about that?
No, but I do have a trainee joke.
What is it?
You'll see it out there.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. Make him do a set.
So, Brendan Schaub would beat Jason Ellis. So, he reaches out to you. Hey, how's he talk?
Well, we were just talking. He was just basically like, He's like, let's agree to disagree. Because we both, he was just saying that I wasn't anywhere near as strong as him before. Like, he saw my video of me doing the shoulder press, and he was like, oh, I could do that, I could do that. And then when it actually came down to him doing it, he was making these excuses. But then he just put out a video the other day where he deadlifted 225 for 45 reps. So
that's a lot of reps.
Yeah. But then he also did 600. Which is
he deadlifted 600.
Yeah, so he could outdo me on pull, but push, no one's beating me.
There's no way he's gonna beat you.
Not
so
on push.
Would you guys get in the gym and train together for the views?
For sure. Yeah,
you love views.
Yeah.
What's more important to you, views or killing?
Killing, 100%.
But you love views.
I mean, if you kill, you should get views.
What do the views do?
Get people to come to shows.
Do you get a lot of people to come to your shows?
Mm-hmm.
How many?
I'd say not as much as Callan does for the shows, but
do they ask like it? Matty, you're not.
Yeah,
they yell that out.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Especially with all the sets and reps fans, they come out to a lot of shows.
What sets and reps?
That's my podcast where we do the
you and the guy that you're. Yeah. What's mm-hmm. his name?
Logan Kuros.
Who's he?
He's an LA comic.
He's not a fighter.
His brother is.
He lifts.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Does he lift with you?
No, he lives back all the way back in L.A. I don't even live in L.A. anymore.
Where do you live now?
West Palm, Florida.
That's gay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You like it there?
I do.
Yeah.
I love it there.
You got to go fishing with my boy down there, man.
I'm down.
FL Largemouth Charters. Me and Lewis went out with him.
Caught did you?
Some 4 and 5 pound peacock bass.
Really? You could
yeah.
fish?
Yeah. Of course I can fish. That's all I do, man.
It's half of what this podcast is about. Yeah.
Fishing is way better than podcasting, I'll tell you that. Living there with your mm-hmm. girl. You got a nice place?
Yeah, we got a house now.
You bought it or are you renting it?
We're renting it right now because we're trying to save up for a bigger house.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You go to the Palm Beach Improv?
Yeah, whenever I'm actually in town, they put me up.
Yeah.
So they'll put me up like, because I'm in Florida like 1 to 2 weeks a month, and I'll go and they'll put me up usually.
And the rest of the time you're on road with Callan.
Yeah.
And where do you go? The Funny Bones, the Improvs?
We mostly do Improvs.
Yeah?
Yeah, we do some Funny Bones, but Improv for the most part.
You get some puss thrown at you?
I do.
What do you say?
I would never cheat on my fiance.
I don't cheat on my wife either. And they throw pussy at you in Florida, right?
Everywhere.
Ugly chicks?
No, he has good looking.
No, you.
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Big gross ugly chicks coming at you?
I mean in the upper Midwest, like places like Washington, you get some big gals.
Yeah, you're exotic there.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You're not they've a big never
seen
fatty.
They've never seen a Guido before.
Yeah.
But when, like, you know, I'm sure you get it all the time. You get a mixture of the gays and the good-looking girls coming up to you after the shows. You don't get gays?
Good-looking girls.
You don't get that?
I don't think you know this audience.
No. Mine is like ugly girls. Big, fat stinkers.
Really?
Big old fatty stinkers.
But I was under the impression that muscle guys liked a larger woman because it was like a, not a challenge, but like something to throw around.
Yeah, you throw it around.
You like a thick?
You don't like a skinny bitch, right?
No.
Make your dick look too big and shit?
Yeah, you don't want that.
No, you don't want your dick looking too big.
No.
You ever just eat a fat girl's pussy for fun?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
It's good time, right?
Who the fuck hasn't?
You ever eat a stinky pussy?
Yes.
Ah,
I remember one time this girl from Queens, she bent over and it literally smelled like the Bronx Zoo as soon as she bent over.
Yeah.
Like she definitely pooped way too soon before I got there.
She pooed too soon before you got there.
She pooed too soon and I knew it as soon as she bent over.
You were born and raised in the Bronx.
Yeah.
Your dad was a cop.
It's corrections at Rikers.
At Rikers.
Mm-hmm.
Good jail.
Treat
the inmates well.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. He came home with fucked up hands sometimes.
They would throw these. This is back in the old days when you were allowed to.
You had to fight back
then. There was
no.
I had a buddy that I used to live with at that New York Sports Club in Astoria. He worked at Rikers. And I went to the hospital one day with my daughter. She fell off the bed. And we went, and he was there, and he had like all bandaged up. And I go, what happened? He's like, they sliced me up today.
Damn.
They have blade. And I did comedy in Rikers.
Did you?
Yeah. And they locked us down when we're about to leave. They're like, no one's leaving. A guy just got stabbed. So we had to wait in the gym and they carried this guy out. And
were you scared?
Him on the way out. I wasn't really scared. I mean, yeah, I thought I would be raped and murdered, but I wasn't scared. We went in, there's no security. We went in, it's just us sitting there and then these seats with all the guys, and I look at these other comics and I go, you realize there's no security in
here,
right?
Wait, there was no COs or anything?
No COs. And these were the guys who were on good behavior. And Rikers is a shithole.
And you're with comics who are obviously the toughest people out there who could get your back. Yeah.
Frederick Goldstein was the best comic on this show.
I don't even know who that is. Sounds like a fighter.
Aside from me, he goes by Freddie G. And it was not an easy show. They had like a speaker set up and a microphone. And the host goes up and they're like, do 15. The host did a minute 45 and then brings in, like, couldn't get any laughs. Mm-hmm. Everyone starts going and they're like, Aaron, you got to do 25. I go, all right. And I went up. I killed for 15. And I said, thank you. Have a good afternoon.
Could you imagine shit went down and Freddie G's would have had your back?
No.
It's over.
And you can't say, you can't do a lot of your jokes that are tough guy jokes in jail because those tough guy words don't mean the same thing.
Yeah.
In jail, you can't be, if you say faggot, they'll get real upset.
If you call someone a bitch, you got to fight.
Oh, yeah, and I'd be like, this guy loves sucking dick, and then it's
on. He'd be like, yes, but now we got to fight.
Yeah, and it's not a fun gig, and I did it for free. And then I stopped doing it. They asked me to do more, but then once bail reform came around in New York,
she's like,
hey, do you want to do this thing? No, and I was like, no, I just don't want to. I don't believe in their rights strongly enough that they should be entertained. That's what I thought, because it's like some of these people are real bad people.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's a lot of, you probably heard the opposite side than you would hear at home. Your dad would probably come home and be like, oh, God, these fucking people are scum. Mm-hmm. But it's like, these people don't belong in jail and they have children and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I never heard that.
And it's like, yeah, they made a choice to go and rob somebody. And that's why they're in jail, is to make the streets safer.
Yeah.
But that's not what people hear.
People get out real quick here now.
Do you have a PBA card since your dad was an officer?
Yeah, I get out everything with that.
Do you have one of those big stickers you get to put on your window?
Yeah.
What's that? It's like a gold shield.
It's like a family.
A family.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can you get me one?
I'll see if I get you one. I also got my old DOT one from when we used to work for Department of Transportation.
What's that do?
I could park anywhere without getting a ticket.
Come on.
Yeah.
And you use both of those?
Yeah.
Can I have one?
I'll see if I give you the DOT one.
Yeah, I'd love
to. The DOT one's great because it just looks like I'm on an active situation.
What is it, a sticker or a
No, it's
placard.
A plaque.
Oh, and you just put it on your dash? Yeah.
They think that I'm on the job.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'd love
Should
to park anywhere.
Should I say
anywhere.
That on the pod?
Yeah, you can say that. Yeah.
We'll blur your face for that part.
It's so different. Over here, we're allowed to talk about whatever we want. And then we have two friends that are over there that aren't allowed to say anything at all because they both have like really good jobs.
Yeah, they're doing well.
So they can't say any. We can't even say their names. But it's like, it's so interesting.
Great guys.
But one of them, a year ago, if he wouldn't have known he was going to get the thing that he got, we could have trapped him.
By the way.
We could have trapped him and he would have said a whole bunch of shit. Now there's three guys with really good jobs in here. And just me and you just free speeching it up over here. Just free speeching like crazy. These guys have thoughts, but they got to make them all crafty and creative and put them in the sketches and skits and stuff.
Imagine that getting paid good. That must suck, right?
They don't know what they're missing.
Healthcare. They got healthcare and shit. Oh,
who
man.
Needs it?
Yeah. Do you?
I have healthcare.
What type?
Florida Blue. It's the free healthcare through Florida.
Free healthcare?
Yeah.
Why do you have free healthcare?
Because when I moved there, I wasn't making enough money.
I get it. I had free healthcare. I had Obamacare when I first moved to America. It was great.
Like, you had Obamacare?
Yeah.
I think that's pretty much what I have. It's good.
I remember, I have a dream that one day everybody will have health care under my system and my wife is a man. I have a dream.
Did you get your testosterone for free with that?
Back then, yeah.
Free test?
Yeah.
That's the best present ever.
Yeah.
Free steroids?
Thanks, Barry-O. My wife loves it. Everybody loves the free testosterone I'm giving out. Your balls shrivel. Let's clear this up. People think your dick gets smaller.
That's the dumbest thing you've ever heard.
Your dick actually gets fatter
bigger.
Because
yeah.
it retains water. Are your balls tiny?
Well, no. I take HCG with it to keep the balls nice and flowy.
Yeah, you need big, fat balls, right?
Girls like big, fat balls.
I have tiny nuts. My wife laughs at them a lot. She'll go, they're so small. I don't need big balls.
It makes your dick look bigger, though.
I don't. What the? Small balls?
Yeah.
But sometimes they'll just pop up in my stomach because they're so close to my stomach.
Oh, they've stuck when you leg press?
No, they don't get stuck, but... Now, my funniest training with a comedian story is, remember Jeff Leach?
Yeah.
So I took him to do legs one day. And I was working up were on leg press, I would go up to 9 plates a side on leg press.
Oh, yeah, you got fucking crazy legs.
I have good leg strength, but they get, if I don't train them hard, they get small. And so I got him up to 6 plates.
That's pretty impressive, actually.
And it came down, and he goes, oh, fuck. So I helped it up, and he goes, oh, man, oh, mate, I don't think I can do it anymore. I think a crap worn on my ribs. And I go, you can't crack your ribs doing that. He's like, I really don't feel good, mate. I think I've got to go home. So he went home, and then he's like, yeah, mate, my legs are really hurting. And I'm like, that's what happens when you train legs. You train them. I'm like, tomorrow they'll be bad.
You gotta
second
go
day they'll
up.
Be worse. Yeah. And then you'll be fine. So the next day he calls, and he's like, me piss is coming out brown. I don't know what's going on, man. And he's like, oh, I talked to my friend. He's a trainer. He said something may have been punctured or got some kidney issues or something. And then he couldn't do his spots. Mm-hmm. And then Amy Hawthorne was booking New York. And she's like, Jeff Leach can't do his spots. Can you do them? So I grabbed like 3 weekends.
That's
spots.
Fucking great.
And it turned out something went really wrong.
Oh,
and
really?
It injured him very badly. I don't know exactly what happened.
What was your villain origin story that made you start lifting? Because everyone starts lifting for a
Melissa
reason.
Melissa Steves. I love Melissa. I went to school in Fredericton, New Brunswick. Very quaint little town on the east coast of Canada, 50,000 people. And it was great. I went, I had decent grades, but I was in trouble. And it was the first school that took me. And everyone's like, it's a good school. But it was far. It wasn't in Ontario, where I live, where the good schools, Queens, Western, U of T. So I went and I got, you know, to get a liberal arts degree. And it was amazing. I'm drinking, and you can drink when you're 18 there instead of 19. It was so much fun. I remember my birthday. I passed out in an elevator, and someone shoved slices of bread in my butt and put makeup on my face. It was like Oz. And I woke up in the elevator, and Melinda Arson. I was like, oh, no, Aaron, what did they do? I'm like, I don't know. Why are you in my room? And I was in the elevator. They carried me on my mattress in the elevator. This is shit you would do when you were in school. It used to be fun. Yeah. And I didn't care. I was like, oh. You just went up and you're like, what did you do? And they're like, dude, that was hilarious. And then you drink again. So Melinda Arsenault, she was this very smart redhead, and we started dating. But then there were other girls, and I was 18. I wanted to fuck around. So she's like, you're a girl hopper. Called me a girl hopper. So her and I ended. Then I went to this party at, oh, God, Tibbetts. Tibbetts Hall was the name of the girls. It was the B-list girls of the school. There was another one like Dunn House or so, Lady Dunn. That was where all the hot smoking chicks were.
So B-list is like eights.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I was at this thing. They had a social where you would go and you could drink, and it was so fun. And I saw this girl, and she had these eyes, and they were just stunning. And I was like, hey, and she was drunk, and I talked to her. And then I started dating her, and it was Melissa Stevenson, and I fell in love with her. Like that, to the point where I used to go see this therapist, Alan, that all the comics would go to.
Oh, you went to him?
And Alan, I think, is nothing personal, the worst therapist in the world. Absolutely horrible.
He's no Stutz.
Every time, I haven't watched the Stutz thing yet, but now I have like a lady therapist that has taught me coping strategies. Okay. But Alan would be like, you need to divorce your wife. You need to go home today, and you need to divorce. Every session was like me. And then I'd go home and argue with my wife for 4 days. Then I'd go back to therapy. And then finally I was like, I'm not. Once COVID started, I'm like, I'm not doing this anymore. So he used to say, your ability to be intimate with women was ruined because you still love Melissa. You need to call her and tell her.
Did you?
And I'm like, she has a family and lives in Long Island. How disturbing it would be. And she was from Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So Melissa and I fell in love. We started having sex, and then she invites me home for Christmas. So I go back to Christmas at her family's, and she had an ex-boyfriend named Herbie Doucette. Herbie was this loser, jacked up Roy guy.
You have to be with that name.
And we go out to this club where Herbie used to bounce, the Cosmopolitan. We get drunk, and then Herbie comes over, and she's like, this is Aaron. I'm like, hey, buddy, how are you? It's just nice. And and then sure enough, an hour later, guy's like, bang, smashes me in the face.
Oh, fuck.
The bouncers grab me and throw me out because they're all his boys. And so I was like, what the fuck? And then Melissa and I stayed together for a while. Then we broke up like a year later, and I was heartbroken.
Mm-hmm.
So bad. I decided to leave the province, come back to Toronto, go to a different school.
That's so it.
When we broke up, I was like, I'm going to show her. And I don't know why. And it was like, I'm going to get more Jack than her loser boyfriend that she hates. So that's what I did. And I started training with these. I had two twin roommates, Lee and Renee Alexander. They were these two twins. Renee had a bigger nose. He was ugly. Lee was like a good looking guy, and these guys would crush puss. And I started training. They were training. We'd go to this gym. And then after I went home that summer, and I was like, oh, what am I going to do? And my cousin's like, man, I know this guy. He sells Winstrol. And it was Winstrol tabs. And I started doing Winstrol tabs. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, oh, I'm going to keep doing this. Mm-hmm. I did it for the summer. And then by the next year, I was like, oh, I'm going to do a contest. And I did a contest.
There
and
you go.
And that's what happened. And it was. And then my whole life changed because I was jacked. So after I got jacked, I'm like, there's two jobs you can have. You can be a bouncer or you could be a male stripper.
Mm-hmm.
And I bounced for a bit, but I was too short and too smart. And then I became a male stripper.
Is that all it takes to be a stripper? Just be jacked?
You gotta
have a big piece, though.
I couldn't dance. Yeah, 9 1/4 I was rocking.
Damn, that's a fucking kickstand for you. Jesus.
Yes, it's a big dick.
You said was rocking. No longer was? The case.
Now about 7 and change.
Stomach
that's
poof.
Still healthy.
It's still a good dick.
A solid dick.
Mm-hmm. It's not a bad dick. What are you rocking, Max? What do you got dick size?
Little guy.
What?
Medium.
What inches?
We need a number.
That's a lie.
Yeah. Marcelo's probably big, and Francis has a huge dick. But the tip of it's all like rosy red.
Rosacea?
Yeah. What was yours? How'd you start?
Mine was, so I was a wrestler and baseball player. And yeah,
you were already jacked.
No, when I went into high school, I was 4'10" and I wrestled 96 pounds. And I was a really good 96 pounder. And I tried out for the baseball team and I crushed it. But the baseball coach pulled me aside when I didn't make the team. And he goes, listen, he goes, you're a good ball player, but you're just too small. There's no way you have to pack on some
muscle.
Where
was this, in the Bronx?
Well, I moved upstate for wrestling. I moved up to Poughkeepsie.
Why?
Because they have better wrestling programs upstate.
You had to move your dad, who was working at Rikers, to upstate?
Well, it was a better. My parents wanted to move up there too anyway.
So, what'd your dad do when you moved?
He still drove to Rikers every day.
Ooh.
From Poughkeepsie.
It's an hour and change.
Yeah.
That's not a fun commute.
No.
What'd your mom do? Just complain about your dad?
Yeah, that and reception.
Oh, wow.
But the coach was like, you need to put on muscle. And ever since that the next day, I was like, I'm going to prove this coach wrong. I'm going to make the team next year. And then I went from 96 pounds to 135 by the end of that season. Then by the next season.
In high school, you were saucing?
No, natty. I was already, and then by the time I was a sophomore, I went from 96 freshman year to 170, and then by senior year, I was 205.
No roids.
No roids.
What were you doing? Just training like a beast and eating right?
I just had retard strength.
So why do you need roids now?
It's because it's fun.
What's fun? You could do it without it.
The look you get from roids is different.
It's a different look.
Yeah, you're never going to get that same look naturally.
Johnny Thor was shredded natty. And most juice bags couldn't stand next to him. But he would diet every day, all year.
See, that's the thing. Like, you got, like, that guy, you know Greg Doucette?
No.
He's a Canadian bodybuilder.
And was he in Generation Iron?
I think so, yeah. He's an older guy.
Yeah.
Like, in his 50s. The dude is fucking more shredded than anybody, and he just takes the lowest dose of tests. I mean, you could look great, but you'll never have the juice look unless you take juice.
There's something really fun about the juice look. Like when you do this and you just go like that and then you see all the veins start to pop and everything from every angle.
And the sense of well-being you get when your testosterone's in the optimal range. Like when you're in the 900 to 1100.
I'm kicking about nanograms. 430 now.
That's low, dude.
It's low.
That's
but
really
that's
low.
All I need. My doctor goes, yeah, he goes, you can go higher if you want. But when I get higher, then
you need to go to a TRT doctor.
I go to a TRT doctor.
No, you don't.
I go
to a urologist.
Yeah, I go to a urologist.
That's not a TRT doctor.
What's the difference?
Those guys don't know what the fuck they're doing. They're keeping you in a low
range.
He
told me I could go higher if I want. He goes, you could get up to 600 to 800.
I'll put you in touch with a better.
But I get too moody if I go up to 800.
We got to watch your estrogen.
Well, I don't know how to do that. I take the fucking anastrozole, maybe.
Yeah.
But I don't like that. I feel good.
Do you feel good
that
low?
I feel good.
That's crazy.
I mean, I'm tired a lot, but that's just because I don't sleep enough. What are you, 1,100?
I'm at 1,100 right now.
What do you think you are, G?
If I had to guess, 650.
No way.
Yeah.
Yeah. How old are you?
Thank you. 33.
You think he's still kicking 650?
No, you're probably in the high fives.
So I'll take it. He's got more testosterone than me.
Probably.
Yeah. I'm like 430.
Look at the hair. Good DHT going on.
Yeah.
You know? Like, he's got high test.
Oh, shit.
That's all it said. I could fuck.
What well, about GH?
GH? I mean, that's... It's iffy. If you have, like... It could make you a healthier person if you're doing low IUs.
Yeah.
But most people end up taking high amounts of IUs because you get, you're not going to get any cool side effects until you go in the higher amounts.
What are the cool side effects?
I mean, the collagen in your skin, it gets better. You don't age as badly. Ooh. Your body fat goes down. Like, you don't get any bigger,
now,
but it's going to...
GH is dirt cheap. It's about $50 a month.
Yeah.
$2,500.
Try $2,500.
What was Tiger King spending?
$15,000 a month.
Tiger King?
It's a different guy.
You know what I mean.
Tiger King.
I'm going to get you Carol Baskin.
Knocking those guys' teeth out with his dick. Tiger King just fucked my teeth out. Tiger King was big. Liver King looks good.
He's short. I think he's like, he might be shorter than you.
He has a good full look. Let me ask you this. If I got jacked and started going on stage with no shirt on, a la Bert Kreischer, and instead of like drinking shots and beer, I was like, protein, and I start drinking protein out of a red Solo cup, do you think my career would get better or worse?
If you capture the fitness market, it'll go well.
Really?
But the regular people will be like, nah, this guy sucks.
I always wanted to capture the fitness market. Do you have the fitness market?
Yeah, that's what I've been doing.
So he's doing what I set out to do.
Mm-hmm. And they come out to shows.
Yeah.
They don't really get drunk, but...
They got money.
Yeah.
But they don't
People
drink.
Who enter fitness have a lot of money to spend.
Huh.
You can't get into the fitness world and be broke.
Do you wear a tank top on stage?
I have not. I've never worn
I've done
balls.
That. You seen me do that?
I don't have the
that?
Balls to do it.
I've done tank top
I've
on stage.
I've seen you do it.
I showed up for a JFL audition and Maureen got mad at me. She's like, could you put a shirt on? I'm like, why? This is me.
See, I feel like people would just look at me like, it'd be too hard to like pay attention to the jokes. Like, you could do crowd work. Like, for me, it would be too hard. Like, just...
Why? Well, I'm way funnier than you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Besides that.
So, like, do you think, like, Marcelo, do you think I could go, what if I do this? Remember those one-piecers, those spandex one-piecers, like a uni with, like, the straps? It looks like a tank top, but it's real low here.
Oh, like the old-school bodybuilders?
Yeah.
Like, where you'd have a huge mustache, like that mustache?
Yeah. Do you think I could do that?
I think you should try
I'm going back to, this. Mark my words. My promise to you, pinky swear, I will be wearing a tank top by next summer. At least in New York clubs, if not on the road.
I'm going to try it.
I'm going to
see how it goes.
No, I said I'm going to do it.
Well, I'm going to do it too.
No, you can't. So I think what you should do is start wearing a full jacket on stage.
a heavy
winter coat. When I started and I was jacked, there was a guy named Mike Breslin, who was Mark Breslin's stepbrother. And he managed the Toronto Yuck Yucks, and he's like, you can't.
He told you no.
He goes, you look too muscular. You can't do this. Cover up your muscles. And so I started wearing a long sleeve shirt, and I started drinking, and then I became a fat schlub.
You had a fat stage?
And I got funnier, but it was like, it totally took away the very essence of who I am, which like shows you none of these people know what they're talking about. No one in comedy knows what your direction's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
They could say you got to do this, this, this. It's all been thrown out the window. There's chicks that just have podcasts that are fucking selling out theaters that stink. There's fucking, there's guys that are TikTokers that are fucking blowing up.
Oh, yeah.
And they stink. And it's not the same rules that it used to be, where it was like, you got to put your time in, you got to get good, then you got a headline, you got to be able to have crowd work, you got to be able to have material, you got to learn how to host.
For sure.
It's not that anymore. It's just like, you can stink and still blow up.
Yeah,
I don't think it'll have the longevity, but
I mean,
I don't know.
At some point, those people have to get good or people are not going to keep on coming to see them.
Or it's just new people start to come to see them. Sam Kinison went by this thing where it's like you get the kids, and then when they grow up, you get their kids. He didn't live long enough to put that into practice, but these are old things. But it's like comedy's changed so much now. And it's like even if your only thing that makes you stand out is like you're good, that's a marketable thing now. Like, there's like all these comics and they're like, oh, these ones are good.
Yeah.
It's so rare to have that.
Yeah. I mean, and that was like, you did the same thing that Rogan did where he was like, he was told you
made
have
100
to hide
milli.
Yeah. That, and you have to hide your muscles. And he still goes by that today where he wears a giant shirt because he doesn't want people to know.
I get it's like, how it's distracting.
Yeah. But I haven't seen it. I haven't ever noticed it be an issue.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
But it's also like distracting when a girl sucks, you know? And you're like, this girl sucks, you know? Or when guys suck too. Who sucks more at comedy, some girls or some guys?
I'd say more guys do, because there's just more guys that do stand-up.
Yeah, so it's a percentage thing.
Yeah.
What annoys you the most? When you see a big fat guy with health problems. My friend Angelo Sarukas was here a couple weeks ago, and he'd lost like 150 pounds recently, but before that, he's still a big dude. How do you get through to these people that just won't stop being fat pigs?
I mean, I have a bunch of clients that, like, because I do coaching.
You still train?
Yeah, I do online coaching.
You're making tons of bank, dude.
I do all right.
You're opening for Callan. That's like $75 a show.
Yeah.
And then you're fucking and then you're doing this personal training.
Yeah, I got the lot of
And you're probably making what, $120 an hour off these motherfuckers? Or are you doing it online?
I do a flat rate for each client and they just pay monthly.
How much? $600?
No, $300 a month.
It's pretty cheap.
Yeah.
I used to train, I would charge people $85 an hour.
Yeah, I mean if you did
ever fuck
in person,
some clients?
When I was at Equinox. No, not Equinox. No. Back before I was an actual actual trainer, I would actually help people at a gym.
Yeah.
But I wasn't an actual worker of that gym, and I'd have plenty of people that I'd like teach how to work out.
Yeah.
And I've hooked up with girls doing that.
Nice. That's fun, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I did that once with some sloppy pig I met at this bar.
Really?
And then I took her to the gym I had in my parents' basement and fucked her on the mats.
Nice.
Yeah. Pretty hot. You wear condoms back when you used to fuck these girls?
Me?
Yeah.
Only one girl.
You wore a condom with one girl?
Yeah, because she's famous enough to know that I should have wore a condom.
Adele?
No. Worse.
Did you fuck Adele?
Lizzo?
Not that bad.
Oh. She's,
think
she's
more
a big girl?
Reality show. Oh. Reality show trash.
Oh, I know who it is.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I know who it is.
Who is it?
I don't even have to say. I know who it is.
So tell me.
You can say it.
If you cut it. Snooki from Jersey Shore.
Yeah, that was the one girl I wore a condom with.
Yeah. You were fist pumping. Okay, that makes sense.
And you wore a condom with her?
100%.
Because you think she'd been with somebody before you?
I know who she's been with.
Also, we jokingly say, cut that. Do you really want me to cut that?
No, you keep it
okay,
in.
Okay, yeah, okay. Yeah.
No, she's a very sweet girl, but
I'll
you know,
this part.
If you've seen the show, you'll be like, all right, I should wear a condom.
Really?
Yeah. Have you never seen Jersey Shore?
Yeah, there was like
it's all I watch.
Yeah.
They had a fuck room there, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Smash room.
Smush room. There you go.
Smash.
Was it Smash or was it? Smash. Oh, no, South Smush Park room. Called it Smush.
And
was
you
Smush?
Hooked up with her when she was on the show?
Before the season, after the first, second, and third season. And then
did you get Snooki in her prime?
Yeah.
You got prime Snooki?
I mean, her new face is much better than her old face, so I'd say this is her prime. But
Where was she living? In Jersey?
Poughkeepsie.
She was living in Poughkeepsie?
That's where she's from.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
She's not even from Jersey.
No.
I think one of them was really from Jersey.
None of them were from Jersey.
Yeah.
The one from Mike Staten Island came to one of my shows once, and I didn't know it was her.
What is it?
Dina, I think. And I go, I didn't know it was her. I go, look at this chick. Hey, buddy, why don't you go fuck her in the ass on the Jersey Shore? She comes outside after. She's like, how did you know he fucked me in the ass on the shore? I go, what, who are you? She goes, I'm Dina from Jersey Shore. I go, oh, I didn't know that.
You could just, I mean, you're going to wear a condom when
you
know.
Do you regret? You're very happily engaged now.
Yeah.
But what would your life have been if you hooked up with Snooki?
She wanted me to come to the show. And I was like, nah, that seems
she
stupid.
She invited you.
Yeah.
This is when they were staying down Seaside Heights?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was
you
like,
said
nah.
No.
Yeah, because it was the first season.
You got invited to the Smush Room.
They weren't even getting paid to do it back then.
Do you think Ronnie and Mike and Pauly and Vinny would have liked you?
Yeah, I mean, I've met Ronnie plenty of times, but at the deli I used to work at, because he's from the same part of the Bronx as me.
Who would win a fight, you and Ronnie?
I think I would, but he's much shorter than me.
How short's Ronnie? As
short
as me?
Than you.
This is awesome. I didn't know this. Short people are the best. Why do people make fun of short people so much when we're the best?
We're crushing it.
Yeah.
They're always so happy.
Who's stronger, you or Ronnie?
I'd say me, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back then, even?
Especially now. He's out of his gourd now.
Really?
Yeah.
He's a little crazy now.
Yeah, he's...
That one girl messed him up real bad.
Yeah, that girl fucked his shit up.
She used to punch him in the face and stuff.
And he got arrested a bunch of times for it.
And then he would lie and say they were just in Secaucus. they went to Secaucus to get
you
cocaine.
You watch Family Vacation, don't you?
I love the show. I'm, what's his name, comes by here sometimes, Vinny, and we ask him to go on. He dabbles in stand-up a little bit.
He does stand-up?
A little bit. Paulie's cool. I like Mike is my favorite.
He is.
Yeah.
He's changed so much.
Yeah. I mean, I love them. Do you think they used to do a lot of cocaine at the house?
Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think?
Yeah.
No.
Do you regret? What if you would have gone on Jersey Shore and everything would have blown up and you would have been big? Or do you prefer this success now?
I prefer this. I have to say that. No. But honestly, would that...
She wouldn't have gone well. If you would have married Snooki, you'd be like a beta cock.
Yeah.
Because she'd be the alpha in the relationship.
Yeah, and she's a businesswoman. I remember when she was telling me when she was coming up with her clothing line and all that shit, and I'm like, this is fucking from a fucking dropout from community college to a successful makes clothing. So many businesses now.
Yeah.
And just crushing it.
Was it fun to do sex with her?
Yeah, she's tiny though. Really small.
Smaller than you even.
Yeah, she's like...
We're all fucking midgets.
She's like 4'8".
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You'd wear a condom and you make out. Did she say, I love you?
No, she used to call me her gorilla juice head, though.
Oh, it's hot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was like her line for me.
You're exactly the type of guy she would like. And you were probably the nicest of the guys.
Probably.
But
yeah.
People have a misconception that juice heads are horrible people. We're all pretty nice people, right?
So much nicer than skinny people.
Really?
I think so.
Why? Because we put the work in?
No, because most of us are autistic.
How so?
Everybody, go to a gym. Then take those people in the gym. Take anybody who's big in the gym to a regular, like, actual, like, nightclub or any just social situation and just see how they act.
We don't like to be in social situation. We want to be at home resting or eating or training.
Yeah, it's basically autism. No?
I guess. It's a weird way to manifest it, I think.
It's because they don't know how to talk about anything besides the things that they are hyper-focused on.
Yeah. Do you take autism medicine?
No.
Xanax?
No, the only thing I've ever taken was Adderall.
And what's that do?
It got me super focused, but I didn't like it. I couldn't eat.
Weed? You smoke weed?
No, I freaked the fuck out.
You drink booze?
No.
None?
Nothing.
Did you ever?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But
I had my booze days.
It's not good.
I just don't like it.
It's not good for
like
muscle.
Shit for days. My workouts are trash afterwards.
Yeah, it's shit.
It's not worth it.
What's your best cheat day? Because mine's been going on 36 hours right now.
What do you eat? What's your favorite
Here's
meal?
Here's what I had today. We did 8 egg whites with cheese.
That's your cheat
three
meal?
3 slices of turkey bacon. Because now I'm just fish and broccoli 5 times a day. And then tonight we had sushi. I had 5 pieces of shrimp tempura. And then I mixed 2 Ben and Jerry's ice creams together, a scoop each of chocolate peanut butter and mint chocolate chip cookie.
That sounds good.
Yeah. And then I had a steak and french fries and lobster tail the other night. And yesterday I ate like 2 candy bars back to back.
See, you know what my thing is? The way I eat, I don't have to do cheat days.
Why?
Because I've learned how to make the foods that I like in healthy version. Like I legit make, you know, like fried chicken tenders. I make that in a healthy way where it's super low calorie. I just crush up corn flakes. I put Frank's Red Hot sauce, the buffalo sauce.
Yeah.
Smoked paprika.
In an air fryer.
Yeah, air
You're
fryer.
You're a big air fryer guy.
Yeah, air fryer. I make my own ice cream, like high protein ice cream. I make all that shit.
How do you make that? Oh, protein powder.
You use protein powder, guar gum, ice, almond milk or oat milk, and a couple other things. You blend it up, and it actually has the ice cream consistency.
Does your fiance do this, or you do this?
No, she doesn't eat like me.
What's she eat? Shit.
She can eat whatever the fuck she wants.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's Brazilian, so it just goes straight to the ass.
How old is she now?
28.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to get married when?
We're looking at November.
Where are you going to do it?
We're thinking Cancun because it's the midpoint between both of our families. Because my family's here in New York and her family's in Brazil and Argentina.
So they got to fly down to Mexico for your wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's going to get sick there, right?
For sure. Yeah. Or stabbed.
It's going to be awful. Mm-hmm. I don't think people get stabbed there no more. So you do this podcast called Natty or Not?
No, Sets and Reps.
Nice. Natty or Not, where do you find it?
We do that YouTube.
Right here. It's called Natty or Not. And where is it?
It's Sets and Reps on YouTube, Spotify.
It's Sets and Reps.
Yeah.
Okay, cut that.
Well, I'll cross out Natty or Not.
Natty or Not, just that segment that we put up.
Do you think you're right about most of these people?
Yeah, I know some celebrities that have told us. And there's a Snooki? Very big there's a bit I can't say the name on the pod, but there's a very big A-list celebrity that we got wrong who told us that we got it wrong.
Chris Hemsworth.
Just as big, but he is, we said he was natty and he told us his, what he's actually on.
No.
Yeah.
I love a dude that owns up to steroids.
Mm-hmm. And he's someone who you look at and you go, once you find out, you're like, oh, that makes sense.
Really?
Yeah.
Will you tell me off the record?
Yeah. Nick Jonas is the only one that responded to us on the page.
And what did he say?
He said we were spot on, and he's like, I'm going to send this to my trainer.
He's natty?
Not natty.
Nick Jonas. What's he do? He's a singer?
You don't know the Jonas Brothers?
No.
The Jonas Brothers, Aaron. There's three of them. There's another one who's not in it.
What season of Jersey Shore were they on? They weren't.
No.
He said he's not natty. And yeah, you and he thought he was natty.
No, I said he was not. I said he wasn't natty.
Because he got
big.
On.
He got way too big, way too fast.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Nick knows this shit. And people watch this shit.
Yeah.
They care about steroids.
And what celebrities take them. Yeah.
Why do people think steroids are a shortcut when they're not really?
No, they don't it's actually the opposite. It makes you have to work so much. It makes you able to work harder, but the work you put in is so much harder.
People think it's lazy. Now I get accused of being on steroids more than when I was on steroids.
Really?
People think I'm on roids now because they just don't. They're dumb trolls, yeah. But they have no idea. And I'll be like, no, this is when I did steroids. And it's. You're talking 25 years ago.
Oh, when I actually juiced, I was fucking huge. Like,
yeah.
And back then, people, because it's funny, because I was like 250, and I was lean at 250
yeah.
at my height. And it's just, people back then, some people didn't think I was juicing at the time. Just because once I hit my bulk, I was just looking, you know, when you get that thickness. But now that I'm like, I don't know. So many people think I'm juicing more now. But right now I'm just taking HRT, which I don't consider juicing.
What's HRT?
Like TRT.
Why is it H then?
Hormone replacement, testosterone replacement. Same thing.
We got to get some of that. Do you want to?
How do I get that?
Yeah, how does he get that?
I'll put you on with the doctor.
Oh, a lot of people online ask me like, hey, what's the good website to buy steroids at? There's not
don't
really
buy
one,
steroids.
Right?
No.
Buy steroids online.
No.
Get your doctor.
Go through an HRT clinic that does blood work because you don't want to be doing things and not know what's going on with your body. You don't want to be sending your body. Like, if you're taking...
When you're younger, you want to. You don't give a shit, right?
You could still fuck your shit up. Like, your DHT...
My appendix burst when I was on Winstrol.
If you're too young and you take juice and it affects your... DHT is what affects the length of how big your dick actually grows to. And if you take juice too early, it will affect the size of your dick in the future.
Sweet. I'm going to cut my dick size off a bit. It's been too big.
You've already lost 2 inches.
Yeah, I've been hitting that back wall.
On the opposite end, though, if you take GH before your growth plates finish, you could actually be a lot taller.
Yeah.
Like, there's some kids
and
who are younger.
And your forehead will grow, too, right?
You might get a big forehead.
Yeah, you get a long
that
forehead.
That caveman forehead.
Yeah, it's
but
pretty
But there's
hot.
Some kids that are taking it now because they tell their parents that they want to be CEOs, and there's an average height for CEOs.
What?
Yeah. People are genetically modifying their kids. It's fucking crazy.
Wow. All right. Sets and reps. Mm-hmm. It's on YouTube?
Yep. YouTube, Spotify.
Mm-hmm. You like it?
Love it. Yeah.
You get the views?
Spotify, yes. YouTube, not as much, but Spotify, we do very well.
All right. Where are you going to be?
I'm taking this weekend off, and then I'll be back next month, Fort Wayne, Indiana. And then right after that, I will be Dania
Doing
Beach.
Summit City Comedy Club.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. Mm-hmm. I was there.
And then Dania Beach, Florida at the end of January.
That'll be fun. The improv.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I might see you around. Nick Simmons, everybody.
Yeah.
Totally natty. 100%. Don't believe what you read. And dated Snooki. I'm going to be where, Mike?
I'll add audio after. I don't know where you're going to be.
For any New York people, I'm going to be at the Sony Theater in March. So come to that.
Take two.
Mm-hmm.
January 6th and 7th, I'm going to be at the Hartford Funny Bone. Then me and Louis J. Gomez have 3 more weekends left. We're going to be in Phoenix, Arizona, House of Comedy. We're going to be in Minnesota, House of Comedy. Then we end it in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio, the last weekend in January. Get your tickets at aaronberg.com. Check out all my upcoming dates. We got Canada coming up. We got Norway coming up. We got a whole bunch of shit. Thank you for subscribing. And make sure you check out the Army of Skinks here on Gas Digadome.